The Dangerous Book for Boys by Con and Hal Iggulden. Read by Con Iggulden and Jamie Glover.
Hello, I'm Con Iggulden. I wrote this book with my brother because we didn't have it when we were boys. In this age of video games and mobile phones, there must still be a place for Knott's treehouses and stories of incredible courage. The one thing that we always say about childhood is that we seem to have more time back then. This audiobook will help you recapture those Sunday afternoons and long summers, because they're still long if you know how to look at them. Boyhood is all about curiosity, and men and boys can enjoy stories of Scott of the Antarctic as much as they can raid a shed for the bits to make an electromagnet, or grow a crystal, build a go-kart, and learn how to find north in the dark. You'll find famous battles in this audiobook, as well as essential Shakespeare quotes, poems every boy should know, tips on how to read the stars, and wonders of the ancient world. It was written by two men who would have given away the cat to get this book when they were young. It wasn't a particularly nice cat. Why did we write it now? Because these things are important still, and we wished we knew them better. There are few things as satisfying as being able to spot the Great Bear, or simply knowing what happened at Waterloo and the Somme. The tales must be told and retold, or the memories slowly die. The stories of courage can be read as simple adventures, or perhaps as inspiration, examples of extraordinary acts by ordinary people. Since writing them, it's been a great deal harder to hop about and curse when one of us stubs a toe. If you listen to Douglas Bader's chapter, you'll see why. They're not just cracking stories. They're part of a culture, a part we really don't want to see vanish. Is it old-fashioned? Well, that depends. Men and boys today are the same as they always were.